is our returning champion, Ron Brady from La Habra, California. Stand by to see Ron play for an entertainment center valued at $5,050. Today, on America's biggest bargain sale, we're offering an Audi valued at $22,267 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Carrey.
Hello there. Why, thank you very much. Thank you. Delighted to have you with us. Thank you for joining us at home for Sale of the Century. Let's welcome back our champion. This is Ron Brady. Hello, Ron.
Just fine, thank you.
Won the title on the last show. Way to go. Won with $85. You decide you put it in the bank, and you decide to play on. So you need the win and $90, and you can have that over $5,000 entertainment center. That's, of course, a big screen TV, VCR. You said a lot of things we had. You've had those. Do you need something like that, Ron?
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see what happens if you get to that point. Good luck here today. Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer.
Hi.
A little woo-woo. Do you like woo-woo?
You
said you like whistles.
Woo-woos
are good. Who did you bring in?
She said her vows in an unconventional way. From Crockett, California, a big hand to Rhonda Rhodes.
Hello there, Rhonda.
And he's a lucky fisherman, originally from London, England. A hearty hello to Mike Berman.
Hi there, Mike. And we'll see you woo-woo a little later, so thank you. Mike, you are a lucky fisherman.
Yes, indeed. I found an old Rolls Royce in an English lake some years ago, and I managed to drag it out, restore it, and hide it out for weddings.
Now, wait, they said you're a fisherman. Were you fishing?
No, I was just wandering past this farm, and I saw the top of the car in the lake and asked the farmer, and he let me drag it out, and you know the rest.
You got a Rolls Royce out of the way? That's definitely good lucky fishing there, Mike. Nice to see you. Rhonda, you said your vows in an unconventional way.
Yes.
Underwater in a Rolls Royce.
No, not quite that unconventional. My husband and I turned out that our marriage certificate was invalid in the chapel that we were married in. So the minister followed us across the state line and married us in our car.
Oh, well, that was very accommodating and definitely unconventional. Now, Rhonda and Ron, be very careful there. I'll try to be very clear about calling on you so that you don't get confused with the names. Good luck to all three of you. $20 starts all three players off. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion and go shopping. According to the title of a hit 1985 film, where did Michael J. Fox go, Rhonda?
Back to the Future.
That's where he went, Back to the Future, and Rhonda gets five on the plus side to 25. In slang, if you were worth a megabuck, how much money, Rhonda?
A million.
That's exactly what it is. $1 million to you in a row for the challenge of Rhonda. What do you call the nut that hangs around an oak tree? Rhonda.
Acorn.
Yes, I love the wording on that. Three in a row for Rhonda. Someone who makes a big deal out of something unimportant is said to be Ron.
Make a mountain out of a molehill.
I was going to say making a mountain out of nice anticipation. Molehill is what we wanted. Trying to get his first five to 25. What citrus fruit is used to describe a car that's plagued at Ron?
Lemon.
Yeah, with mechanical problems like being underwater in England. That's right. Yes, lemon it is, and Ron goes to 30. Time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. And Rhonda, you have a $5 lead. The first opportunity to buy. And, oh, I think we've got a nice thing for you to buy.
Picture yourself, Rhonda, enjoying Sharp's 19-inch color TV with detachable remote control and channel flashback, permitting instant alternate viewing of two previously selected channels. Furnished by Sharp, and it's normally priced at $550. But today on Sale of the Century, it's for only $5.
That's a nice buy. You look good on television there, Rhonda.
Oh, I don't know about that.
$550 color television set for the value of one question. You would be in a tie with Ron if you bought it.
Oh, he's so good, though.
He is good. Just television is good. And I'll give you $100 to help the electric bill with that television. $650 bargain for the value of one question. Going once. Yeah, that's a good buy. Absolutely. Enjoy that. Great color television, $100 in cash, cost you just $5. We knock it off your score, you're in a tie with Ron. Name the 60s TV sitcom in which Fred McMurray played a widower. Ron?
My Three Sons.
That was it. My Three Sons and the champion goes into the lead by five. The main campus of this university is located in Ann Arbor. What, Ron? Oh, Ann Arbor is in, and the university is in Michigan. And the champion loses 5 for the incorrect answer, and again a tie with Rhonda. Listen carefully. Of these 3 famous writers, George Eliot, George Orwell, and George Sand, who's the only man? Ron.
George Orwell.
That's right, yes. George Eliot and George Sand were both women. And Ron solves it. He adds another 5. Time now for the Fame Game. A lot of information about a famous person. Players are playing for control of the Fame Game board. Famous person. I am the title character in a series of early movies based on the Clarence E. Mulford stories of the Old West. The films were enormously successful with children. When television came along, they were equally popular on the small screen. I was played by a man with prematurely gray... Rhonda?
The Lone Ranger?
No. Incorrect. No dollar value. You're playing for control of that board, so you stay at 30, but we will clear the board. Continue from Mike and Ron. I was played by a man with prematurely gray hair. Mike.
Hopalong Cassidy.
Hopalong Cassidy, yes, with an English accent.
No way.
He's got Hopalong Cassidy. Well done, Mike. First of all, Summer will show us where the $10 money card is.
It's behind the number 2.
And there are lovely prizes behind the others. And, of course, now we have locked that buzzer into those moving lights. You stop it when you want, and you'll get what's behind the one you pick. Ooh, right next to the $10, but you've got number 3, and you have this.
Flatware, Oneida Silversmith's Heirloom Stainless in the new classic shell pattern. A 40-piece service for 8, plus an 8-piece serving set in the Royal Treasure Chest. Furnished by Oneida Silversmith.
Very nice. $597 worth. That is yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. I'm impressed that the Englishman knew Hopalong Cassidy. I bet he didn't know Benny Hill. We'll be right back. Champion has the lead, but the game is close. Ron at 35, Rhonda at 30, Mike at 20. Back with us. On what continent would a man look right in place if he were wearing a dashiki? Rhonda.
In Africa.
In Africa it is, and we've got a tie again between Ron and Rhonda. Sounds like a 50s rock group there. The Tin Pan Alley songsmith who gave us Georgia on My Mind and Stardust was Ron?
Hoagy Carmichael.
Hoagy Carmichael is right, and Ron goes back into the lead by 5. What 3 letters replaced CQD as the International Distress Signal? Ron.
SOS.
SOS is right. Yes, indeed. Matter of fact, CQD originally was CQD for Come Quick Danger, became SOS. Last night, your husband woke up and found you somnambulating. Mike.
Sleepwalking.
That's what you were doing. You were sleepwalking. Yeah. Mike goes to 25. But Ron. Instant bargain time, and the champion's got a $10 lead and something you might be interested in.
Ron, we're sure you won't turn a cold shoulder to this hot gift. Lopi's Answer wood-burning stove. Efficiency designed to fit your decor and budget. With solid brass doors and etched glass details. The Answer, furnished by Lopi. And it's normally priced at $800. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
American Gothic many years later, right? Isn't this nice, Ron?
That is, that's beautiful.
It's an $800 item. You could enjoy that. You put it any place, but it's really nice.
It's going to take a lot of wood, though.
It would take a lot of wood. You know, I was just going to get to that. Yeah. Because if you bought that $800 stove, or what do you call it, a stove? Or I guess
wood-burning stove.
Wood-burning stove, yes, thank you. I needed the help there. I don't cook very well. I get in trouble. $10, you'd be in a tie with Rhonda. And talking about the wood, I'm feeling generous. Mm-hmm. I will give you, with it, $300 in cash to buy wood. An $1,100 bargain now for 10 bucks. Going once, going twice, and no sale. I thought I gave him enough money for wood. Didn't want to buy it.
Rhonda's too tough.
What bear-like animal of China feeds mainly Mike?
Panda.
On bamboo shoots the panda it is, and Mike makes it even closer as he hits the $30 mark. In what state are you if you're traveling from Paducah to Louisville? Ron?
Missouri.
No. No, you know, take a right and go down a little further. Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Paducah to Louisville is in Kentucky, and the champion loses 5 down to 40. $5 lead over Rhonda. The British call this punctuation mark a full stop. What, Ron?
Period.
Mike, is he right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's right. I thought you'd be jumping for the budget. I don't know what questions are coming up, but the British call it a full stop. We call it a period. Ron is right. What does the average adult do for 100 minutes during a normal... Rhonda?
Dream.
During a normal night's sleep. Nicely done. Dream is exactly what it is. Ron to the 40. What annual sporting event is known as the Run for the Roses, Rhonda?
The Kentucky Derby.
And again, we've got a tie with Rhonda and Ron at 25. Yes. Talking about the Kentucky Derby, and Mike may not be aware of this in England, but in 1780, absolutely true, Lord Derby and his neighbor Charles Bunbury started their famous race in Great Britain. They flipped a coin to decide for which of them the race would be named, and Lord Derby won. And so you realize if the toss had gone the other way, every year we would thrill to the excitement of the Kentucky Bunbury. We'll be right back. Close game. Ron and Rhonda both at 45. Mike just $15 behind. Talking about $15, there's a $15 money card that's going up on that board as we look for a famous place. Back to the fame game and a place. I am an American city, one of the leading industrial centers of the nation. The Allegheny and Monongahela Rivers. Mike?
Pittsburgh.
That's where they meet, in Pittsburgh. And Mike is right. 4 months in this country, and boy, he's learned our geography. Where's that $15 money card?
It's behind the number 7.
All right, you got two of them up there to shoot for, and some lovely prizes behind the other numbers, Mike. We've locked it into your buzzer.
7, 7, 7.
You can go. Oh, just missed the 10, but behind number 1, you have won...
gold dumbbells in a case. The spectacular set of dumbbells. In 22-karat gold plate, functional and attractive, with teakwood carrying case from Ivanko Barbell Company.
Boy, that'll go with your Rolls Royce.
Yeah,
sure. That's wild. All right, they're yours. The $10 and $15 money cards stay up there. Back with all three of you in this. According to the Bible, what unusual thing did Moses do, Rhonda?
Got the Ten Commandments, part of the Red Sea.
No, we have to take, we got to take your first answer. If you had said part of the Red Sea first, you were right. It is part of the Red Sea. I was going to say, what did he do to the Red Sea? Parted it, walked through it. You lose 5. Quick buzzer cost you 5, Rhonda. Sorry about that. The Spanish word for table is given to a flat, Rhonda?
Mesa.
Yes, indeed, on a toughie, nicely solved, and again a tie. This on-screen and off-screen leading lady of Woody Allen is the daughter, Ron?
Diane Keaton.
No, the daughter of actress Maureen O'Sullivan. That's Mia Farrow. Champion takes a backward step, losing 5. Rhonda, that puts you in the lead all by yourself, and a very unusual and lovely item can be yours.
Mm. Rhonda, how could anybody say nay to this beautiful horse? A reproduction of an authentic 19th century hand-molded fiberglass carousel horse in multicolors and jeweled accents, furnished by Corsican, and is normally priced at $1,210. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Oh, isn't that nice? $1,200 or $1,200. You have youngsters at home?
I have 2 boys, Danny's 6 and Pat's 4.
They would love it.
They
this is most, I can tell you, my wife would love it. This is sensational, and a tie would be sensational. I'm going to be very generous and sell you this for $5.
Oh.
Going once, going twice. Yeah. She's going to buy. Enjoy it. Should be great. Oh, the sales surprise goes with it. Where? Rhonda, good time to buy. You've got the carousel horse, and in addition, as a surprise, $800 in cash goes with it. Over $2,000 bargain. Congratulations. Knocked the $5 off her score. She's back into a tie with Ron, and over $2,000 richer. We'll be right back. Good time to buy. There you go. It's been like this all day. Ron and Rhonda are in a tie, and Mike is just 2 questions behind. What 4-letter name was used by the Yugoslavian leader who died in 1980? 4-letter? Tito. Marshal Tito. How quickly they forget. In 1947, in a cave near Qumran Valley in Palestine, a shepherd boy, Mike?
Dead Sea Scrolls.
That's what he found, the Dead Sea Scrolls, and it is a $5 difference in the 3 players. According to the film title, in what year did Stanley Kubrick's Space Odyssey? Ron?
2001.
That's when it occurred, and Ron goes back into the lead by 5. Well, all of the money cards, including one worth $25, are going to be up there. Third and final crack at the fame game and a famous person. I am a political figure born in New York City in 1858. I enjoyed boxing, hiking, and horseback riding. I affected rimless glasses and a bushy mustache. Rhonda.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt is right with limited information. Where's the $25?
Behind the number 9.
All right, Rhonda, there you are. Look at that. 3 big money cards up there. And you can pick when you want. $15 money card. She hits. And $15 to Rhonda's score, and she vaults into a $10 lead. But we finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. A lot of questions. Rhonda at 55. Ron at 45. Mike at 35. Good luck to three nice people as we start the speed round. Now, there are how many signs of the zodiac? Ron.
12.
Right. In what month do we celebrate Martin Luther King Day? Rhonda.
November.
Wrong. In what city is TV St. Elsewhere Hospital? Ron.
Boston.
Right. What do the initials VIP stand for? Mike.
Very important person.
Right. The tusks of an elephant are made of? Rhonda.
Ivory.
Right. Name Jimmy Carter's hometown. Ron.
Georgia.
Wrong. What is usually carried in an aqueduct? Ron.
Water.
Right. One of Jane Austen's masterpieces is titled Pride and Rhonda.
Prejudice.
Right. What country is referred to as Deutschland? Mike.
Germany.
Right. Mach 1 is used to describe, Ron?
The speed of sound.
Right. What machine was patented in 1846 by Elias Howe? Ron?
The Reaper.
Wrong. Name the actor who won his only Oscar in the movie True Grit. Rhonda?
John Wayne.
Right. With what instrument is bandleader Buddy Rich most... Ron?
Drums.
Right. In what London landmark are the kings and queens of England crowned? Ron?
Buckingham
Time.
Palace.
Time is up, and Rhonda is the new champion of Cannabis History. Wow. Back to Rhonda in just a moment. The kings and queens of England are crowned in Westminster Abbey. Elias Howe invented the sewing machine in 1846. And if I had finished it, the reason you were wrong with Georgia, named Jimmy Carter's hometown in Georgia, and we needed the city of Plains. Martin Luther King Day celebrated in January. Got to say goodbye to the champion, first of all, and Ron. Doggone, you were here. Didn't pick up anything along the way, I'm sorry to say, but we thank you, and good luck with your music. Mike, you did very well with the flat. And the dumbbells with the cash in front of you, you are well over $1,000. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Jim.
But Rhonda Rhodes is a new champion, and she's going shopping. Come on, Rhonda. You've already picked up some lovely things, and you won anyway. Congratulations. He would have tied you if he had been right with the last one. We would have had a tie, but he missed it and went back another five. So we congratulate you. You won with $65. Now, normally that's not enough for the first level for the prize. It's $85. But for the first level prize, just say yes, and we'll give it to you for $65. Jay will tell you this.
Make your own kind of music with Kimball's high-tech, high-touch organ. Designed for virtuoso performance and solid organ sound. Styled for ease and comfort for both the serious and the beginning player. Furnished by Kimball. Normally priced at $2,895, yours on sale of the century for only $85.
That's what I mentioned. It would normally cost $85. You won with $65, but you are entitled to that first level prize. So you can take the organ, along with the other good things, and leave us. Now, the next thing up the line, and we've already seen it, is that wonderful entertainment center. You are a pretty good distance away from that. You're $110 away from that. So you'd have to continue with some pretty good wins. Mm-hmm. One thing we haven't seen yet, we'll get the $445 driving around Crockett, California, off the coast, and hop into this boat.
You make a big splash with this sensational ski boat. A beautiful 20-foot open bow ski boat with a spirited 260 horsepower engine, complete with tandem trailer, furnished by Ken's Boat Center. Normally priced at $15,500, yours on sale of the century for only $445.
Isn't that pretty? That's very nice. And $750 gets you every prize on the stage, plus this.
The cash jackpot of $66,000.
If you keep on going, you'll be $134,472 richer. That's what it would take, and you'd have all of that. So, Rhonda, right now, you're a ways away from thinking about everything, including the cash jackpot. The organ, and leave us, or put the money in the bank with the entertainment center next. You think about it for a moment. We'll get this lovely lady's decision right after this. Back to our new champion, Rhonda Rhodes. You've got $65, and because it is the first level, that is enough money for you to buy that organ, take it with everything else that you've picked up along the way and leave, or put your money in the bank with the entertainment center up the line, $110 away. Rhonda, what's it going to be?
Well, it's a beautiful organ, but I think I'm going to keep trying.
All right, she's going to come back. We'll put the money in the bank. We'll put another $1,000 in the cash jackpot. $67,000. Two new challenges next time on Sound of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye.
Congratulations. Next
time. Oh, you get to stay here.
Anyway.
Prices are manufacturer-suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.